Hi, everyone, and welcome back to the Unseen Within podcast. Today, I want to talk about something I've been thinking about lately and how different life feels now compared to when I was younger. And maybe it's because I'm getting older, or maybe it's because I've been reflecting more on what actually matters to me, but I keep coming back to this idea. Put the phone down and pay attention to the world around you. That's probably the biggest piece of advice I would give to somebody younger than me right now. Growing up as a millennial, I feel like we were the last generation to experience childhood that wasn't completely connected to technology. We knew what it was like to be bored. We knew what it was like to go outside and figure out what to do. We knew what it was like to knock on a friend's door instead of sending a text. We knew what it was like to be somewhere and actually be there. I remember playing outside until the street lights came on. I remember spending time with friends without worrying about taking pictures or documenting everything. The memories existed because we experienced them, not because we posted them. And I think there's something really special about that. Social media didn't come into my life until I was a teenager. MySpace was the first platform I remember using. And honestly, at the time, it was fun. It was exciting. It was a way to connect with people and show a little bit of your personality. But it was also different because it wasn't everything. It wasn't the place where we spent every free moment. We still went outside. We still had conversations. We still did things. And I think that's the part I hope we don't lose. Because I don't think that technology itself is the problem. Technology has created so many incredible opportunities. It helps people connect. It gives people a voice. It allows people to create and share things they never would before. But I do think we need balance, because when you spend hours looking at everybody else's lives online, it can become really easy to compare yourself. You start looking at somebody's highlight reel and comparing it to your everyday reality. You start wondering why your life doesn't look as exciting, why you're not doing more, why you don't have what somebody else has. And sometimes we forget we're comparing our behind the scenes to somebody else's carefully chosen moments. I also think about how much communication has changed. People don't call each other the way they used to. So many conversations now happen through texts, DMs, and social media. And there's nothing wrong with that. Communication changes with every generation. But I do hope we don't lose the importance of real connection. Sitting with somebody, having a conversation, sharing an experience, creating memories that don't need proof that they happened. Because at the end of the day, those are the things we remember. Not the amount of likes we get, not how many hours we spent scrolling, not the trends we followed. We remember the moments, the laughter, the adventures, the people, the little things. So if I could tell somebody younger than me one thing, it would be this. Go outside, take a walk, look around, notice the world, talk to people, try something new. Let yourself experience life without immediately thinking about how it can be captured or shared. Because life is happening right now, and I don't want any of us to miss it because we're too busy watching everybody else live their lives. Maybe the goal isn't to completely disconnect from technology. Maybe it's simply remembering that there is a whole world waiting for us outside of it. Thank you for listening to today's episode, and I look forward to talking to you in the next one.